Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Real, everyone, welcome to Reality Spirituality, as I stumble over my words. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and thank you for being a part of this show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your contribution, for your ears, for embracing Reality Spirituality. This show has grown just, I believe, by word of mouth. And I appreciate every single ear. Trust me, I do. Reality spirituality for me means everyday life in every kind of situation you can imagine, and how to stay and how to live connected to the universe, how to live plugged in, if you will, how to remain and sustain this internal peace, this happiness, this how to be okay with all of it. And when I say okay, I really mean be at peace. And that's going to be our topic today, internal peace. How to achieve it? Is it possible in every moment? And if it is possible, how come I'm not there yet? It's so interesting, this journey. For me, it's decades of unfolding, decades of growth, decades of evolving. And I'm going to change my words in the new year, trust me. That's what this life is all about, is just being something different, doing something different than I did last week or last month. Instead of using the word growth, instead of using the word evolving, I'm going to use the word expanding. Just expanding. Just becoming more of. Just expanding. And for me, that looks like and feels like a place that I can take deep breaths. Regardless of what my eyes tell me, regardless of what I feel like, regardless of what is really happening, regardless of any situation, health, death, finances, state of the world, politics, all of it can be witnessed without affecting, without changing, without me experiencing any kind of something's not right here, something's wrong, without experiencing that feeling of it's uncomfortableness, that feeling that It's being restless. I don't know about you, but I am tired, sick and tired of letting and allowing certain circumstances, as they say, ruffle my feathers. And for me, I believe this is I have a personal, I believe we all have a personal relationship with the universe, and my personal relationship with the universe is one of let's see, I'm trying to think of a game. It's one of I don't want to say dodgeball. I want to say it's kind of maybe volleyball. It's a back and forth and back and forth, and then I develop different skills and different ways of being, different ways of communicating, different ways of feeling, because that's all it is for me. And I talk about me because I don't pretend to know you or talk about you. So for me, it's a feeling. It's really wanting to feel good, wanting to feel okay, wanting to feel settled, wanting to feel contented, wanting to feel satisfied, wanting to feel happiness, wanting to feel all of it all the time. And that has been my goal, that has been my agenda, that has been what I have looked for, seek for years, people, years, audience. And honestly, I think that it is one of my greatest achievements, accomplishments, places to be. It's the goal that gives me the most satisfaction. When I can experience something and I remember just the minor things, and I can look back and I can say, wow, that used to really bother me. That used to really annoy me. That used to really irritate me. That would really anger me. That would piss me off. And now, in the present moment, I experience the same situation, and I'm almost smiling and laughing that used to bother me. That in itself brings me to the topic of inner peace. And I'm going to get to my callers. I have a few callers on the line. I'm going to get to everybody today, I promise, but give me a couple more minutes. I just want to stress this. Internal peace, in my opinion, is possible. All it is with anything else that you develop is just practice. But before you start practicing, before you start practicing your new skills, before you start practicing your new behavior, before you start practicing a new way of thinking or a different way of thinking and behaving, you have to do one thing, which is the foundation for all of the practice. That one thing is make a commitment. When I say commitment, I mean that in every possible, make a commitment to yourself that you want peace, that you want to experience this contentment, that you want to feel good, that you want to feel okay with everything that happens, and you want that more than you want anything else. You want peace in your relationships. You want peace in your everyday experiences. You want that more than anything else. And listen, you're listening to someone that the wind blew, I was annoyed. If somebody said to me, oh, you look tired today, or back at you, oh, you look tired, oh my God, my day would be ruined. Someone would tell me or behave in a way that I didn't like, and I'm using air quotes here. Listen, I could argue with my shadow. I love to argue. I love to be right. I love to... listen, I'm telling you, I was this whirlwind, this big ball of just high strung, ready to pounce, and I got so tired. so exhausted from it all, I had to find another way to live. I needed to find another way to live because for me, one of the greatest gifts, in fact, not one of, the only gift for me that when I am on my deathbed, when I'm ready to breathe my last breath, when I'm ready to hang it up, at least in this lifetime, I want to be able to smile. And I'm not going to be smiling at how much money I have. Oh, Rebecca Norrington, title. No, I'm going to be smiling because I'm going to have this feeling of internal peace. I'm going to be smiling because I'm going to be okay with all of it, all of my life, no regrets. Meaning even that thought, the word regret doesn't even exist. It's about really changing and altering and adjusting all of these things that I learned, all of these concepts of success, concepts of what it means to feel whole. I was looking at and I'm going to go get to my callers in a couple of seconds. I was looking at a television show, or was it a movie? I don't even remember. But it's we're so bombarded with this relationship, finding someone else and being with someone else. And I'm not knocking it. Trust me, I'm not knocking it. But the number one, the most important relationship in my life is my relationship with the universe, my one-on-one relationship, my one-on-one connection in every moment with the universe. And then everybody else comes second. Sorry, but that's the way that I found that has enabled me to get to another level, or has enabled me to expand more, or has enabled me to see things differently, be more enlightened. And that's my spiel on internal peace. For me, I tweeted it out this week, got a lot of responses, got a lot of favors, got a lot of retweets. My tweet was, what I want more than anything else in the coming year, and we're coming down to the end of 2014, more than anything in the coming year, more than money, more than achievements, more than titles, more than Prince Charming, more than all of it is just to be able to be at peace with all of it. And of course, thoughts come through, come out, and to be able to recognize which thoughts are created by, or which thoughts are universal thoughts and which thoughts are thoughts that I've learned to think. Does that make sense? Of course it does. Let me get to my first caller. Reality Spirituality, you are on live, area code 920. What is your first name? Welcome to Reality Spirituality.
Hi, Rebecca. My name is Penny.
Penny. Hi, Penny. Welcome to the show. What's going on?
Hi. Thank you. Not a whole lot. Just enjoying the way things are. Loving your talk that you have here. It's a good day.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And is this your first time listening to the show, or are you a...
Yes.
Oh, wow. Oh, I love first-time listeners. Do you have any questions? What's going on in your life, or do you want me to just start feeling you out and thinking and letting it flow?
I'm open to whatever you get. I was wondering if you do see anything of anybody special. I have been on my own for a long time now, and, you know, I do feel pretty comfortable with that. I have a good relationship with myself. I'm just wondering if you see anybody in particular coming in or whatever you get.
Okay. And, oh, I love these kind of calls. I love this. Now, you said a couple of things already. You said you've been, you're okay with being by yourself. You've been on your own. How long have you been on your own, my dear Penny?
About 2 years now.
Okay, and how old are you?
32.
Oh, you're a youngster. You're a young whippersnapper. What a baby. What a cute little baby. I love youngsters.
Cool.
Yeah, I love it because I remember when I was 32.
Cool.
And it's kind of a different, and I can only speak for myself, but for me it was just a different mindset. My focus was on different things than I am at, you know, in my 50s. And it's just a different feel. And I'm remembering when I was 32 that it was important to me to be in a relationship. It was important. In other words, I didn't feel as comfortable being by myself, you know, with the universe, being by myself, I'm using quotes again, being by myself as I am now. Could you, this is really interesting, I was just inspired to ask you this, could you be okay with being, quote, by yourself forever?
Yes.
Wow!
I could. I don't want to, but I could.
Oh, my God. Well, then that's it. Well, see, that is the answer to your question. See, oh, my God, and I'm getting chills now, and I always get chills when I feel and I hear the truth from my listeners or just feel the truth. I swear I'm just getting chills all up and down my body. Because the way you answered that, I'm loving that everybody's listening to this. We have thousands of listeners every week. I'm loving the way you answered it quickly, yes, and with that, everyone could feel your energy. Everyone can feel that you're okay. And I have to say, my dear Penny, that that's it. That is the end. That is the beginning and the end. And you're making me think about something. You know, I've got my little radio show here. Yes, I wrote a book, and is it on the New York Times bestseller list yet? No. Would I like it to be? Yeah. Would I be okay if it never did? Yeah. Would I be okay if only 10 people listen to my radio show? Yes. And that, I mean, are you kidding me? 32? I didn't have this kind of insight and empowerment at 32 years old. You got to feel really, really strong and empowered about you.
I do. I've had a rough road last year, went through a lot of stuff, but I've never grown so much, and I was blessed with a lot of gifts, and I am happy where I am. So,
can you please share with my audience, if you feel comfortable, some of the things that you said, you know, a rough road, because this show is all about the rough roads and all about what good came out of the rough road, because that's one of the things I talk about, is always finding good, always finding the positive in whatever we experience, regardless of how it feels, regardless of what it is. Would you like to share with a couple things that were really horrible and then
sure.
How great they came out? Thank you.
Yeah, I was in a relationship it was my husband at the time, now my ex-husband, and things didn't feel right, but I was one of those that couldn't give up until I knew that I did everything I could, and I gave it 110%, and some things happened. It was getting, how do I say it? It was starting, there were some signs of abuse starting to happen, and I knew that that wasn't for me. I always wanted to have a family someday, so I had to back off, and we went through divorce, and that was really difficult because I was with him for 8.5 years, and you know, you get to know the person, and it's not something you expect, and it's not something I'd ever gone through, and nobody in my family had, so I kind of felt like I was kind of some people shun on that, and you know, shame on you that I didn't make it work or whatever, and it was hard being the only one in my family and not having anybody my age to talk to while all my friends are getting married and having kids. And so that was challenging, and I was in a job that wasn't fulfilling. But through all of this, I ended up actually getting my own place in the country, which I never thought would happen, but I always wanted to happen. And my family's close to me. I have a good support system, and somehow I ended up with a better job amongst all of it. So life is really good. I'm happy. What more can I ask for other than once in a while maybe have someone to share time with? So, but if not, that's okay too. So,
Well, I want to thank. First of all, thank you for being so open. I love when people just are open and share. I just love that, and that's what I try to do also. You said something that was really interesting. You said that you wanted to give it 110% because then you in other words, you felt like you gave it your all.
I had to know I gave it my all before I walked away. Yep.
Yeah, and okay, so my question is, where did that concept come from, wanting to give it your all before, in other words, before, okay, I'm done? Where did that wanting to give it my all, where's the root in that thought?
It was somewhere within me that I knew that I couldn't have peace with myself and give myself permission for what decision I was making until I knew that I'd tried everything. I don't know how to say it. It's one of those things that I have my morals and values so strong inside of me that it was the only way that I would give myself my own permission to make my decision that I knew was the right decision, but I couldn't get there until I knew that I wouldn't have any regrets.
Okay. Ooh, that's so... So you're saying that you did that because that was the only way that you could feel good about walking away and leaving, because you knew that you did everything that you could.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, do you think that is a... And I'm just asking, do you think that is a trait that you're going to have in 10 years?
Yes, I do. I think that's who I am. When I do something, I do it 110%. That if I'm dedicated to something, I'm completely dedicated. So it's to change my mind has to be something I'm absolutely certain that I really, truly wanted to do. So I would make sure that I've completely cut it over to every little detail.
Okay, so let me throw this out to you, only because you're a youngster and only because you're at the stage that you're at. You're 32, and I'm just throwing it out. I'm just throwing it out because you know, come on. I mean, you sound wonderful, more than wonderful. You just forget about sounding. You feel really good. But what I really want to throw out is one of the things that I've learned is that who I thought I was at 32, with the things that I thought would never change, with the things that I thought I was, and this is who I am, everything changed, my dear Penny. So I want you just to be open with changing that. And I just want you to be open with, yes, that's who I am. That's who you are in this moment. That's who you are in this stage. I'm not saying that you won't be in 100 years, but I just want you to just be open to changing who you think you are. And that's the only thing that I would say, is just be open to changing who you think you are and who you think you will always be. And I'm only saying that because, honey, I thought I knew who I was at 32, and I knew that I wasn't going to be this person I am. I just knew it. It would never happen. I just want you to be open with whatever the universe has for me. I could change it up. How does that feel to you?
You know, I suppose it's all life is constant change. So
that's right.
I think that's a very true statement, honestly. I mean, the more you say, when you were saying that, I think about it, that this is true to who I am today, but life happens and things change, so I suppose they could change.
yeah, and that's all I'm saying is just be open to changing. One of the things that I learned, one of the things that I talk about is that I never do anymore, ever, and I'm getting chills again, is I never make any bold statements about what I will never do, who I will never be. I just don't make a statement. When I say bold, I mean like a concrete statement. Concrete is better than bold. A concrete statement. All of my concrete statements that I used to make, honey, are all down the river. I mean, and I'm telling you, I would, listen, Let me think of something. One of the things I said, I would never, ever live with someone. I would never have a roommate. I would never. Honey, I have a roommate for 3 months. A stranger, and it's just crazy how the universe just throws things in my path. A stranger, someone that's not even from this country, is living in my home just for 3 months. And I'm saying this because 5 years ago, I would never have anybody living with me, ever. So I just wanted to share that with you. That's a little insight in how my life, you know, just change. Just be open for all of it.
I like that.
Yeah. So thank you so much for contributing, and thank you for being open to my suggestion, my dear Penny. Thank you. And I would love to have you as a listener and a contributor whenever you feel like it, whenever you're inspired to.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it, Rebecca.
You're welcome, Penny. Ooh, what a great call. You see, at 32, she said, yes, I'm going to be okay if I'm alone forever. I mean, and did you hear how she said it? And then the other thing is just being open to, you know, audience, it's just being open to everything. That's what I want to say, just being open to everything. Okay, I'm going to go to my next caller, area code 856. You are on live with on Reality Spirituality. Welcome. What is your first name?
Hi, Rebecca. This is Laura.
Hi, Laura. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's going on?
I was wondering if you can pick up anything. I just applied for a permanent position at the place where I'm currently working, and the contract is about to end. But
mm-hmm.
I also applied for a 2-year contract with a different company, and I was wondering if you can pick up whether or not I'll get either one of these opportunities.
Okay. Have you called into the show before?
Yes, I have.
And you've asked about your job before, haven't you?
Yeah, but this one's not since the new opportunity opened up was for the permanent job.
Okay, well, listen, I love to repeat myself because one of the things that I've always said is I really don't feel or pick up anything on future. But what I can share with you is that everything that happens, everything that happens to you, everything that's going to happen, everything that has happened, everything that is happening is definitely happening in a perfect order and for your betterment. And let me say something else, my dear Laura. Let me say something else. I used to be in a place where I wanted to know, and this is what I'm feeling from you, and I felt from you, wanting to know what's going to happen. I want to know. Universe, can you let me know your plan? Can you let me know what's going to be the next moment? Can you let me know what's going to happen in 2015? Can you let me know? And one of the things that I really had to let go of, especially if I wanted to be happy, or I wanted this feeling of peace, this feeling of contentment and peace, is to be okay. And not only be okay, is to love the feeling and to embrace the feeling of uncertainty. Sitting with uncertainty, not knowing, feels good. I like them out.
Yeah, I'm not there.
Well,
not there.
But see, that's okay. That's okay. And you don't have to be there, but I'm just throwing out what I'm throwing out. Can you imagine? I just want you to just kind of sit in this for a second. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Would you ever want to be okay? Would you ever want to feel good about not knowing? Do you think that would be one of the things that you would want to experience?
Yeah, that would be great. But the only way I could experience that is if I had all kinds of money in the bank that I didn't have to worry about paying my bills and putting a roof over my head.
That's not the only way you can experience that. That's not true. Because I have a very, very close friend of mine. He actually lost his home. He has been in debt, credit card debt. And he has, listen to this, he has a six-figure income, six figures. But with the bank loans and the interest rates, the variable rate, blah, 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 the whole story, lost his home and is working two jobs. And the second job, listen to this one, with a six-figure income, the second job is working as a janitor in the evening, making $12 an hour. And this person, you would think that they are that he's walking on air. So what I'm saying to you, my dear Laura, with all the love that I can, is that the situation never has to change. Your finances have nothing to do with how you choose, how you decide to feel.
Okay.
Well, what do you think?
Yeah. I'm just not at that point, I guess, unfortunately, but hopefully someday I will get there.
Well, let me say this. I really would like you to, you know, keep listening to the show, keep calling in. And the thing is, what I'm feeling from you is just a big sense of a feeling of being dissatisfied, just feeling of dissatisfaction. And I want to share that this feeling of dissatisfaction is not going to change with a job position or more money in the bank. This feeling of dissatisfaction is something that is, you know, rooted deeper than what's going on. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I understand what you're trying to tell me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not ready to be there at that point.
Okay. That's okay. Listen, if somebody told me what I just told you at a certain age, I wasn't ready either. But when you are ready, things will be shifting. When you are ready, and let me tell you this, where you are right now is perfect also. There is nothing wrong with where you are, my dear. There is nothing wrong with where you are. Trust me, nothing. You are at a perfect spot, a perfect place. Oof. You see, that's what I love about my callers, all of them. Her honesty is I'm not there. I'm not ready to be there. Honey, I'm accepting you. Whether you see. This show, Reality or Spirituality, is about wherever you are is okay. I want my listeners to feel okay with wherever they are. That's the whole show. You know, it's not about changing anyone or wanting anybody to be different. It's just I'm throwing out some suggestions. I'm throwing out some, you know, some seeds, if you will, little, you know, planting a seed. But wherever you are, in whatever, wherever you are in your life, believe me, trust me, it's okay. Because the universe is looking at you, because the universe is feeling you, and, you know, the universe doesn't feel anything is wrong. It's all good. All of it. Everything that is happening in this world, believe it or not, it's crazy, I know it sounds, blasphemous. Everything that's happening is okay. All it is your perspective. Do you think there's something wrong with it? Do you think it's all in order? And all of that is a choice. Remember, I say you can't control what happens to you. You can't control what happens. You can't control what doesn't happen. But you can control your perspective. You can control your behavior. You can control your feelings. You can control your words. And most important, you can control your perspective. And I don't know about you, but that's pretty powerful. I can perceive that everything is wrong, or I can perceive that everything is just fine. If you look out into nature, and I'm actually looking out the window right now, what a beautiful day in California, nice and chilly, just the way I like it. Of course. Thank goodness the summer's gone. I'm a winter girl. Looking out, and I'm looking at this tree. It's a beautiful tree. It's one of those weeping willow trees, and it's huge. You can tell that it's been there for years, 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 years. It might be over 100 years old. It's huge. And would I ever look at that tree and say, there is something wrong with the way that you have grown in the last 100, 200 years? There's something wrong with your branches. There's something wrong with the way the leaves are falling. There's something wrong with the color. There's something wrong with how big you are. There's something wrong. See, this feeling that there's something wrong, this is we were all taught. We were taught to find something wrong. We were taught to look at our lives and find fault. But if you look out in nature and you look at the animals and you look at the way everything is, are you kidding me? It's perfection. It's really perfection. And that's what I want to share with all of you. It is your perspective. I have more callers. There have a lot of people in the queue, but some people want to speak to me and some don't. But I'm going to go to my next caller. Area code, this is one of those block calls, which I love block calls. Area code 111111111. Hello, you are live on Reality Spirituality. What's your first name?
Is this Rebecca?
Yes.
Well, hello. How are you? And you know what? I get stressed out, and the first thing I do is look around at the birds around me and possibly a dog or a cat, you know, and it is amazing how they bring you back to where we need to be balanced at, you know, in our lives. And it is a calming effect.
Yeah, yes, it is. Well, I didn't get your first name.
My name's Linda. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Linda. Nice to meet you, too. Thank you so much for calling, and thank you for sharing. Yeah, it's really the way that you choose to look at life. And believe me, trust me, know me. Anybody that knows me, oh, my goodness. When I was in my 20s, when I was in my 30s, even in my 40s, I was like, oh, God, oh, what a disaster, disaster. I love that word. And now it's hard for me to find fault. Well, it's not hard for me to find fault, but it's not very often that I find fault with anything other than what's going on inside of me.
Right, right.
So what's going on with you, sweetie?
I'm finding fault in everything.
I love it. Please share.
No. But seriously, my life, I have, like, a magnitude of choices right now, and I'm, like, one of those weavers who are, like, off balance and just, like, I try to go with the flow, but the flow kind of runs over me sometimes, so I'm just going, what should I do? And so I've been weighing a lot of options, and always there's some type of relationship forefront that's trying to pull me over to somewhere, and I'm not too certain, so usually I just tend to be by myself a lot.
Okay, you said your name was Linda, right? You said your name was Linda, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's be a little bit more specific, and let's narrow it down to something specific, because one of the things I love to do on this show is be really specific as opposed to just general, because you and I and everybody else listening, we have specific issues that we're dealing with, and let's talk about something really specific.
Okay, I think this is probably a very specific. I don't know where I'm supposed to be at right now. Not so much as career-wise or relationships. I don't know which state I should be living in. Pick a state, any state, you know. It's just like nowhere feels like home, and it's freaking me out.
Okay, now there's two.
Geographically displaced, so to speak.
Okay, and how long have you been feeling this displacement?
For about 4 years, and I'm sure it has some type of planetary influence going on because, man, if I could get to Mars, I'd be all right. I'm just kidding. That was a joke. But, no, seriously, I really don't feel home anywhere, and it's just like, you know, there's no contentment, and I don't know if it's just me I know it is me, I mean, but I'm not feeling the vibe of where I should be long. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. You use the and you know, I really feel that I didn't get your joke because I'm always joking and I always say that was a joke. So I'm like, why I didn't even get her joke? But so let's go back to a couple of things. You said 4 years. You said 4 years of not feeling like someplace is home.
Maybe that's an exaggeration. Maybe 4 years. Maybe the last 2 years. It's just like, you know, and with my job, I travel a lot. And but it's like everywhere. It's just like I'm not connecting. It's not the people. It's like the environment. And I look to connect, but they're so... It's just not, I'm not getting it. But I'm finding places I really know I wouldn't want to live, but I find a place that, I like it, but it's not home. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if it's just because I'm not in a relationship and that would help pull me into, like, the home-type contentment feel, but I just have not found it. It's just, you know.
Well, let me say something right now. I'm just feeling something from you. Let me just say something. Stop! You're trying too hard. You're trying to feel a certain way, and you're in other words, I don't know. You said a word should, and I don't even use that word should. I've eliminated the word should from my vocabulary forever. I've eliminated a few words, and that word should is a real oof.
Okay.
Should. Yeah. So, and you feel like it's just you're. You have a lot of insight. You have a lot of you know, you can connect, and even the way you came on the show today. But I get this forcing and just being at peace with it all because it's really never. Of course, you know. Listen, my third spot is this. You know, I say I want to be, you know, a nature, forest, around water. That's where I want to end up. But you can really get this feeling of peace and contentment wherever you are. It's really an internal thing. And sometimes I used to use other things as a distraction or as a reason or as an excuse. I'm just talking about myself right now, as an excuse to feel more peaceful. I would blame it on the environment or blame it on my mother.
Oh, okay. I see what you're getting at. Maybe I'm disconnecting on person on purpose.
And it sounds and it sounds like it's more of a habit for you. It doesn't really sound like it's who you are, but it sounds like it's a habit.
Okay.
Did that feel like
maybe
a fit or didn't feel like? Because listen, you can tell me I'm off easy. I'm cool with that.
Well, no. I think you might be spot on about that. Maybe a habit, but maybe more like maybe I'm doing it on purpose because I'm not ready to settle down. Because I try to self-analyze myself all the time. Thank God, but. It is. It's been like a journey for the last 2 years of trying to find out where I need to be. And
first of all, my dear Linda, this trying to find, you know, that's not your job. You're actually carrying around a lot of suitcases you don't need to carry. And I always talk about overpacking, trying to find. No, why don't you just try to let go and allow the universe to do its job? You know? Yeah, it's time for you to let go and surrender. See, that's a big word. That's a big, 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 big thing. Surrender and let the universe and allow the universe to do its job.
Yeah.
That's
a scary word for me, surrender.
Okay, we'll
you know,
see.
Because that's like given in, but it's just like I'm not where I want to be at. But I mean,
now we're really getting down to it. Now we're really getting down to it. Surrender.
But I don't know where I'm supposed to be at. If that makes any sense, I'm not the piece.
Well, let me
right
say this. Let me say this
here, but I'm not.
Let me say this because honestly, your energy shifted earlier because I really zoned in and I touched something, and then you're going back to this other energy because you really got there, and then you're going back to this, you know, going around in circles, and it's really honestly, it's really about letting go, and it's about surrendering, and it's about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and all of these thoughts about, you know, there's a lot of thoughts going around in your head, and you're actually giving all of these thoughts focus and power. You're really
okay.
Giving all of your thoughts focus and power, and that's a lot of energy that is you don't need to use that much energy. It's really more of a lightening up and relaxing and surrendering. And you said that's a scary word, but surrendering is a necessity if you ever want to be at peace in your life. And I always like to use this analogy of you know, what's your favorite? Say you're being chauffeured all over the world. What would you choose? Would you choose a Rolls Royce? Would you choose a Mercedes? What would you choose, my dear Linda? What would you choose?
Probably a limo.
So huge, beautiful limo with all of the bells and whistles. You're in a limo, and guess what? You're in the back seat, and the universe is driving.
Oh, gotcha.
But all the time you're like crawling over the front seat, trying to grab that steering wheel, and like, hey, universe, I want to turn right. Hey, universe, let's turn left. I'm telling you right now, sit in the back seat and start enjoying the ride, wherever you are. And, oh, gee, I should be somewhere else. Maybe I don't feel comfortable here. Listen, start entertaining those thoughts. Let those thoughts be on stage. I always talk about my thoughts as a show, as a theater show. put those thoughts on stage and witness those thoughts without giving those thoughts any kind of power or any kind of focus or any kind of that any of them are true. Because I'm telling you right now, none of the thoughts in your head that you just shared with me are true. None of them.
Okay.
I'm sorry I'm yelling at you, but I'm really passionate about this.
No, you're not yelling. Passionate is awesome.
But you feel me? See, you shifted again. You feel me, though? You're feeling me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Let go, honey. Let go of that steering wheel.
Okay.
Are you going to do it? And let me say this. Yeah, and let me say this. You can let go. You can let go. And then some days, you're not going to let go. I gotta hold on and be okay with all of it. But you know that eventually the rest of your life is just going to be a big ball of surrendering.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that's it. It's just surrendering and being okay with all of it. And all of the thoughts, no, they're just entertainment. None of it's true.
Okay.
What a great call.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, it's a great call. And I want to, because I'm looking at this picture of my son right now. I'm actually in this beautiful room. I'm looking at a picture of my son on the wall. And a couple years ago, he jumped out of an airplane. Don't ask me why. You know these young kids. He jumped out of an airplane. And, of course, they have pictures. They have videos of all of it. And his instructor, and they did this tandem thing, and the guy, you know, jumps on his, you know, he's on his back, he's strapped as this other guy. And so he jumps out, and the guy on his back said, open your arms. And there's times in the jump that my son has his arms all open and outstretched. And then a couple of seconds later, he's falling from a pool. He's falling out of a plane. I don't know how many feet it is, miles up in the air it is. Falling out of the plane, didn't feel comfortable with his arms out. He put his arms back in, holding on to his safety straps. And you know what he told me? He says, Mom, I felt more comfortable holding on to the safety straps, even though he's jumping out of a plane. So, yeah, isn't that funny? So what I'm saying is, we're going to go back to where we feel comfortable a couple of times, and yes, but it's going to get more comfortable the more you practice, and that all it is. Surrendering is all about practicing surrendering. Just practice surrendering in different moments. Practice when it's easy to surrender. You know, don't wait for those real hard tests to surrender. Just practice. This life is all about practicing, practicing, and practicing again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I got a lot of practicing to do then.
There you go. And have fun with it, sweetie. Have fun. Practice and have fun. What a great call. I love my audience. I just love it. We're going to go to another caller. And, let's see. A lot of people want to talk to me. It's one of those days. Area code 402. Area code 402. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's your first name?
Aloha. My first name is Ku'uleilani, and thank you for taking my call again.
Okay.
And my question?
Yes.
Had to do with what do you see for work coming in? I've been trying to put myself out there, but I'm kind of limited in what I can do as far as time-wise and, like, with my scheduling because I run a household here. And I was just wondering if you see anything turning over to be more into fruition.
So you weren't listening to the earlier shows. Let me just repeat what I said earlier. This is really, really important. You've called before, haven't you? Have you?
Yeah, I've called before.
Yeah. I do remember. I remember you because I remember. I can feel your energy again. I can feel your energy.
Yeah, so we were talking about self-love and love.
Mm-hmm.
Before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. And this time I want to talk about something else. And this time I want to talk. And let me throw that self-love thing out, because I used to say self-love, but I really like the term. I really feel the term acceptance even more powerful. Self-acceptance. And that means accepting wherever you are, whoever you are in the mirror, accept it all. Self-acceptance.
Yes.
Is really, really powerful.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, self-acceptance. So you're asking me about positions and a job, and one of the things that I said earlier, but you can't say it enough, is having this feeling and having this energy of being okay, feeling okay with uncertainty.
Oh, I've been born into that one.
I got that.
For me, it's just like I think a lot, and I do a lot of thinking, and there's a lot of things that I want to do that I know that I'm going to do, but I'm curious, and I always want to know. I always want to just know. It's just more curiosity than anything, because I really do feel that oneness and that connection and understand that energy very much. So it's coming hard to deal with, like, you know, free will of other people. I found that challenging, but, like, as far as being provided for in abundance ways, it comes in many different ways as long as you're open to receive that, and it took me a long time to learn that, but I fully am getting that now. I'm starting to get it. It's starting to come out in my life in different ways where I'm very, very blessed.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me say this, and this isn't, I just want to share this. This thing about thinking, it's all these thoughts in. Let me just talk about myself. All of these, I used to think that I thought a lot also. I used to think that, oh, gee, I'm always thinking. I'm thinking. But honestly, my dear, thinking involves creating something different. What I was doing was just recycling thoughts that just, you know, that really for me just kept me busy, and it's like busy work.
I'm getting that. That's kind of how I feel, and that's probably why I'm feeling like really drained.
Yeah.
I'm recycling a lot of things that I don't need to recycle, but again, I'm just.
What I'm feeling from you is needed from you is more peace and more calmness. You feel more active. Let me just say that. Ooh, I love the words I choose. You feel active as opposed to peaceful.
Yes, that is true. My energy is really high strung, and I haven't mastered to tone it down, because I used to run 9 miles a day. I don't run 9 miles a day, you know. I used to be really physically active, and now I'm not. And it's because I'm in a different environment and a different location. I'm not used to being cold, and there's no way I'm going to be outside. And then, you know, I have my 3-year-old, so it's a little bit different. I mean, I'm still active, and I still dance in my kitchen, but it's not like I can really give it the focus that I would, the energy needs, you know, to be really. So I got to find new ways to do that, and I don't know if you have any ideas.
Let me say this. One of the things I would definitely say is these thoughts or the thinking that you have to do something, or you have to be active to get to this place of peace or to have more peace, is just not true. I mean, I don't know if you've listened, but I recently had arthroscopic hip surgery, and coming back, I mean, I used to be a cyclist. When I say cyclist, I mean, you know, like a spinning instructor. And I can still teach, but I can't teach for another 2 or 3 months. So it's been like 6 months of, not 6 months, 3 months of not being able to really exert myself like I used to. But
yeah.
That's not a reason. That has nothing to do with this internal peace that I'm talking about. It would be, it's easy for me to say that that's the reason, but it's really not. What I'm feeling from you is nothing to do with, you know, running or not running. It's you're active. Like I said, the word is active. And the only thing that I would say, one of the things that I would say to practice is, and only for a second, you know, you only practice it. I don't like assignments that are, oh, God, it's grueling. I have to meditate for a half hour. Oh, hell no. It's just for maybe start off with a minute or 2 minutes or, you know, a day and just sit and just be quiet. And just, in other words, just sit by yourself in a closet or someplace, you know, where there's no stimulation. And for you're going to have the thoughts, but just practice just being quiet without stimulation for a minute or 2 or 3 minutes a day and work it up. You know, work it up to maybe 5 minutes, and that's it. It's just about practicing changing certain behavior and just shifting your energy. That's what I would say. And start today. And I would do it early in the – well, listen, you do it whenever you want. I like to do things early in the morning. And just go somewhere, even in the bathroom. You can even go in the bathroom,
right.
Close the door, light a candle, and just sit there. Just sit there. Put your timer on because it's going to kill you. Put your timer on. Yeah, that's going to be hell. It's going to be torture, honey. Put a minute on and just sit there. And wow, okay, next day, just practice shifting your energy, and that's going to get you to a different place where you can practice doing other things. But you're basically practicing to find more peace in your life, to get more peace, to experience more peace in your life. And it starts in a minute.
Yes, because, you know, true peace comes from yourself. So, I mean, yeah, it is.
Stop talking. Stop talking. I said, stop talking. See? They're talking. You know I love you. You know I love you, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, see, don't even talk back. Even the talking is too much. You don't have to talk. I like you. I like you, honey. I like you. Mm-hmm. There you go. Call back, okay? I want to hear what's going on.
Thank you.
I love you so much. Thank you. Oh, my God. What a great call. I'm getting chills right now. Oh, my God, I'm getting chills from that woman. Kuulani. Oh, my God, I get chills from her. Oh, all of my callers, all my audience, you guys are so, you women, you men, you're so perfect. And I just want to say that you all are in the right spot. And I feel so fortunate that you have connected with me today, that you have allowed me to be a part of your life for even a few moments. I really, really appreciate all of you. I mean, honestly, I'm overwhelmed by my audience sharing. I'm overwhelmed that you have allowed me to be myself and butt into your lives and tell you to be quiet and you still are okay, or tell you to surrender and you're still okay. I mean, I'm just grateful. I feel so, I'm in this moment right now, and Thank you all, audience, for listening to this show, Reality Spirituality. Next week on Saturday, we're going to have Reality Spirituality on Saturday, and I'm going to have a guest, Sister Jenna. Sister Jenna, she's responsible for founding all of the meditation, it's called meditation museums in 80 separate countries all over the world. She has a radio show, American Meditation Radio. I've been a guest on her show. She's been on my show, and that's going to be next Saturday. She's a very interesting, calming, loving energy, and we're going to have a great time chatting and sharing. And again, Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday, and next Sunday it's going to be me and you, audience. Again, ask Rebecca anything. And before I go, I want to share with my new listeners where you can find me. My latest book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon, and it is a book. If you want an insight, if you want to create more, experience more happiness in your life, I mean, that's what I am about. I am a self-proclaimed happiness specialist. Number one, happiness, contentment, peace, internal peace, my number one commitment. You want more of that? Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness is on Amazon. My website is Rebecca Norrington, RebeccaNorrington.com. Go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality's Facebook page. Thank you in advance. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. RL Norrington, follow me on Twitter. And until next week, I want to remind you, my dear audience, who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. We all are physical extensions of the universe. The universe works through us, works through us. We are the universe. We are everything. We are all of it. You're always changing. You're always growing. You're always expanding. You're always evolving. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient with your journey. Be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. And remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. We will connect again next week. Reality Spirituality will be on live next Saturday, 7 a.m., and Sunday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Have a great week, everybody. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Good now.
Get real good.
Now,
that's
what I'm saying.